The non-thermal secondary CMB anisotropies from a cosmic distribution of radio galaxy lobes, by Sandeep Kumaracharya et al. Current and upcoming high angular resolution and multi-frequency experiments are well poised to explore the rich landscape of secondary CMB anisotropies. In this context, we compute for the first time the power spectrum of CMB fluctuations from a cosmological distribution of evolving lobes of giant radio galaxies. We, also, explicitly take into account the non-thermal electron distribution, which has important implications for the inference of the CMB angular power spectrum. We calculate the mean global non-thermal Y distortion. For observationally reasonable distribution of the jet luminosities in the range of 10 to the power of 45 minus 10 to the power of 47 ERGS1, we find to be less than 10 to the power of minus 5, and hence not violating the COBE limit as previously claimed. Using the unique spectral dependence of the non-thermal SZ, we show that a detection of can be within reach at the level of is greater than or equal to 5 sigma from a future pixie-like experiment provided we understand the foregrounds precisely. The total non-thermal SZ power spectrum, C-NTL, from the radio lobes peaks at L approximately 3000 with an amplitude approximately 1% of thermal SZ power spectrum from galaxy clusters. AA detection of the C-NTL, with a pixie-like sensitivity experiment, can lead to approximately 5 sigma constraint on the mass dependence of the jet luminosity, with the constraint becoming, at least, 10 times better for the proposed more ambitious CMB-HD survey. This will, further, lead to the tightest constraint on the central black hole mass to host halo mass scaling relations. This was the non-thermal secondary CMB anisotropies from a cosmic distribution of radio galaxy lobes, by Sandeep Kumaracharya et al.